It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Alex hops in an Uber, has a conversation about relationships with the driver, and of course, he's like, I could tell you something I haven't told anybody else, and Alex definitely wanted to know. Finds out that this guy and his wife are in an open relationship, and they have certain stipulations and such, like they can't be with somebody that's, you know, currently married too. The person that they're hooking up with or going out and dating has to be single, which is just, it's interesting to me.
Well, the other person can be married, but they have, their significant other has to be, like, aware that they're doing it.
Almost like another couple that's in that kind of an open relationship.
Right.
So you can be anonymous or be yourself. 317-239-1009. I want to know, is anybody else in an open relationship like this, or maybe your friend or somebody you know is? Let's go to Brianna on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say?
Hello. I just want to say that I am not personally in one, and I feel like if you want to be in an open relationship, that you just should not be in one, because you're basically taking that other person on your hip saying, hey, I like you, but not enough to only be with you. And it's just, it gets confusing, you know. They say that, like, they're not scared they're going to have other feelings for other people, but you just never know. And it's just like a waste of time, basically.
That's how I feel. I feel like this is a dangerous game of relationship roulette, and one bad thing could happen or one person gets jealous, and it's just so scary. Like, of course, in the beginning, both of you could say, oh, I'm cool with it. I won't get jealous, you know.
But people say everything, and then emotions happen, and they change. Did he say why they want to be in an open relationship? Like, what is he getting out of this compared to just being committed to his wife?
Spicing up the bedroom. He said that his wife is very introverted and, like, extremely quiet girl, but she's a freak behind closed doors. So, and this was her idea.
Wow. Brianna, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, are you in an open relationship?
Yes, I am. Seven years.
7 years.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Have you been married for 7 years or just dating somebody openly?
Dating someone openly for 7 years.
Do you think if you got married, that would change?
I've been very adamant about no marriage, so he is not asked, and he knows better to ask.
Now, is this dating people separately and sleeping with them separately, or you guys are bringing someone into the bedroom with you?
So he is monogamous, and I am polyamorous.
What is that? I'm confused.
Yeah, help.
So I am non-monogamous, but he is monogamous. But we have had a relationship where multiple people were in our relationship. So right now he is monogamous with me and only me, but then I have two additional girlfriends.
Oh, so, okay. So you are you bisexual?
Yes.
Okay. So then you've only brought, when it has been other people in the bed with you and him, it's only been girls. It hasn't been other men.
Correct.
Okay, because that was something I asked my Uber driver, too. I said, he said only a few times have they had people join them together, and when they have, it's only been girls. And I said, well, how do you meet these girls? He said Tinder, Bumble, things like that, which I thought was interesting. Are you also using, like, Tinder and Bumble?
I actually met both of my girlfriends online with another app. But that's the main one I'd use. And actually those were the only two people I've met from that site.
Okay.
Not trying to, like, be offensive. I'm asking a question because I'm probably the ugliest and fattest guy in Indy, but are these people that you're finding, or maybe even your relationship yourself, are you guys very attractive people, or are you kind of, like, not attractive people? You know what I mean? Like, the people that you're finding.
I know when the girls and I go out, we get lots of attention.
Okay.
We'll just put it
that way. Dang. Wow.
No, I'm not trying to get with you guys, but okay, privately, for real, just for, because we're all curious, could you message just us on our Radio Now Facebook page? We won't post it. We promise we won't put it out there, but just, like, maybe a picture of what you look
Joe?
Like. I just said, you're not curious?
Joe wants this for a spank
And you know
bank.
What? That is every man's reaction to that.
Oh, my God. I'm doing a service to the community here,
well,
okay?
Hang on. I have one more question before we let you go move on to the next person. I want to know, are the two girls that you're in the relationship with, are they also bi or are they lesbians?
They are bi.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. Interesting.
Now, does your guy, now I'm curious.
And we actually have another guy that we play with as well, so.
Oh, I like the word play with.
Play with.
Wow.
I just wanted to say that there is an amazing community in Indy, amazing community.
Was I right about the Taps and Dolls BDSM thing that I was talking about? Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that one, but I know that there are lots of things out there along those lines, and I've been to multiple ones, so I'm very social in the lifestyle.
Oh.
Absolutely.
If you, yeah. guys, if you guys met up somewhere like I like to eat at, like, you know, like Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A, I'd be down with that.
I don't think that the BDSM community is meeting at Chick-fil-A.
All right. Thank you for the call this morning, Anonymous.
Kylie said, at Joe and Alex Show, I actually went out one night in Broad Ripple and I met this couple and I didn't realize they were married because the girl was dancing with another guy all night. And the guy was hitting on me the whole time and made me uncomfortable because he was married. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm too self-conscious and insecure that my anxiety would skyrocket.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, yeah. What if you want to be anonymous? Do you want to be anonymous? I'm sorry.
You're
live. Like, you're live. So we'll just call you anonymous either way. Anonymous. Right. What did you want to say?
My husband and I have been polyamorous for 3 years. Polyamorous means that you can have multiple lovers and you treat them all. There's different levels. Like some people are. What they call relationship anarchists, which means that there are no priorities. They can just date who they want, and those people can date who they want, who else they want. And then there's polyamorous of my type, which I have been with my husband for 10 years and my current partner for almost 3. We actually lived together, all of us, for quite a while.
Wait, how many people are in the house?
Family unit. There was 9 of us in the house.
Whoa!
As a family unit.
What area of town is this?
North Side. We'll just
Whoa!
Go with that.
Whoa! Are there kids?
But it was like my husband and I, my partner and his girlfriend, and then their child and our 5 kids. So it's like a very, you have 4 parents there against all the children. So it's like... Like, very family-oriented, completely 100%. There's never a time in the house where there wasn't any adult there. Any time they had a question, they could go ask any, like, everybody had, knew that, that they had the support that they needed.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Alex's questions are probably more, like, logical, but mine are just all over the place this morning. Let me ask you, you've been married, did you say, for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, and you've been with this partner person for 3, and you're ambidextrous thing or whatever it's called.
Polyamorous.
Sorry.
Polyamorous.
That's using to it. That probably also happens.
Well, that happens too. Yeah.
No, but is there something that this partner of 3 years that gives to you, or you get out of that relationship that you don't in your marriage? I'm not saying your marriage is a bad marriage or it's lacking, but
no,
I'm trying to understand
totally
why is there more than one person?
Yeah, for me it is. My husband personally has been through a lot, and he has some like PTSD issues, ex-military, things like that. And there's a lot that, you know, when he shuts down, I need that emotional and physical support.
Okay.
If he has PTSD, if he has PTSD and goes through that, you're not like he's never snapped and gotten upset or jealous about you being with another guy.
No, he just. I mean, he gets it because I guess in the military it was a normal thing too. So
okay, so right now there's not a bunch of kids in the house, but there were at one point when you had like a million people living there.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So how did you explain to these kids if they were of age to ask things like who's mom and dad and what's going on? How did you explain what was going on?
So the way we explained it is that we believe our hearts are bigger and able to love more than one person at a time. And that when we add to the family, we're adding more love to the family. And that that when mommy and daddy find somebody new and we believe that we love them, then we want them to be part of our family, too.
What would happen if the lover, whatever you say, that's been there for 3 years, what if he got you pregnant? I'm sure you take steps to make that not happen, but would that be a problem? Because I guess it's not your husband?
It depends on the deepness of the relationship at that time. Probably I know of other couples out there that are okay with it. Whoever has a baby, like that's how it happens.
Okay.
But for us, that wasn't an option.
If somebody wanted to like come attend one of these get togethers, what do they have to do?
They have to find us online. It's not that hard, but at the same time, we are very protective over our society. So if you come there to troll, we will know.
No, can you Facebook messages radio now?
Joe just walks in that house.
I just want to see what it's like. Like, I don't know.
This is like Full House, but Uncle Jesse really is sleeping with everybody, and it's a dream come true.
it kinda, you know what? Honestly, it kind of is. Like, but like they had their own separate room. We had our own separate room, and then
You're ruining it. Stop it. You're ruining it for me right now.
You all sleep in one giant circle bed.
Support all the troops. Hey, the whole troops that are all in that bed.
Thank you so much. And honestly, we have the best freaking listeners that would call in and share that. You got some balls to call in, and I appreciate that. It is interesting, and it's fascinating, and my mind is blown. I told you we'd have people that your Uber driver wasn't the only one.
I was skeptical. I didn't know if anyone would call in and admit it, but I will say I could talk to that woman for 2 hours. There's so many things that I still want to know.
I do too. I think we should go to a meeting, Alex.